starting to see those rankings is crucial to making sure that when you need the rankings, that they're already going to be there.
In today's podcast, I'm interviewing Josh Jennings, Interactive Manager for Catalyst. We'll be covering the topic of search engine optimization for property websites and ensuring that you understand the difference between organic long-term marketing strategies and more immediate paid ad placements. An SEO strategy ensures that your website moves to the front of search results, key for prospects who are constantly on mobile devices. This is Listen, the Catalyst Marketing Podcast, where we talk about how strategy, creativity, and hard numbers come together to make great marketing campaigns. I'm Luke Dyer, a member of the team here at Catalyst and the host of this episode. Josh, can you give us a little background into the SEO services that we provide here at Catalyst and how you've developed this program into a success formula for our clients?
When I started at Catalyst, we didn't have much of an SEO program. We had somebody doing it, but it was still pretty new. So when I took over SEO, it was really kind of building it from the bottom up. And I remember that back when I first started, I got a free ticket to a SEO conference in Dallas, and went to that conference, and I learned so much stuff there. And then coming back, I spent an entire day just sitting down and creating a full long SEO program, like a 12-month program. And it's still the program we use today. There have been a lot of edits made, a lot of changes, but at the core, it's still the same program. And it's worked for a lot of different clients who've seen a lot of success from it. And, just the best thing has been ongoing tracking for all of the keywords for, all of our different properties, putting those all together and seeing, which properties are doing well and trying to replicate that across all the other properties.
So before we continue, I know we're going to be throwing a lot of words around like ranking and keywords. Can you provide a very simple explanation on how SEO works?
Yeah. So you have Google, right? The big giant, and there's a lot of different factors that go into how Google decides to put different websites onto its search results. Anything from just the simple text that's on the website itself to, especially for local businesses, having listings on other websites where if you're featured on Yelp or Google My Business or something like that, Google Maps. And then there's your link profile, which is the number of other websites that are linking to you. That's just kind of the three overviews, but then it kind of goes a lot deeper into, you can talk about things like blog content. When you create blog content, how many people are actually coming to that content? How long are they staying on the page? Things like that. Google can track a lot of different factors like that. So it becomes a pretty complicated process of what it means to really get a good ranking in Google. So what we try to do at Catalyst, at least, is create a very universally powerful SEO presence using all these different factors as much as we can, and then track it over time to make sure that the rankings are going up steadily.
So speaking about this success strategy, let's talk about how you implemented a plan for a property in Buffalo, New York, and get found in Google.
So Access360 was the property in Buffalo there. And they were a new development, so they didn't have any land or anything like that. They were just building up, and they had no keyword rankings at all. And that's typical for what you'd see for a property that has no website, has no actual location. So what we had to focus on doing was coming up with the really basic SEO formula from the start and getting those keyword rankings ramped up. So because SEO is such a long-term strategy and there's so many different factors in what Google looks at, we had to start with just the real basic stuff, the on-page SEO tactics and things like that to get a base for our keyword rankings. And then over time, we started creating more blog content with in conjunction with the property to just continue to put new stuff on the website and then managing those listings and making sure that, it was showing up for Yelp and Google My Business and things like that. And what we saw was that, initially the result, it was really slow, which is typically what we'd expect. It's just really slow increases in rankings. But after a while, we started seeing some very particular, very specific, really good rankings that were driving a lot of really high quality traffic to the website. And the more optimization that we did, the more that it started to rank well. And so after about 12 months of doing this, we saw a huge increase in rankings and a lot of extra traffic to the website. And 12 months is typically what you'd expect for something like a new development to really get ramped up in search results and start showing really good rankings. And because SEO is really complicated, it's, you know, not a lot of student housing properties do it, or at least not a lot of them do it effectively. And so when you can have a really effective and planned out SEO strategy, it can really make a difference when you're looking at a competitor quality of a website. And that's what we did for Access360. It ended up working out really, really well for them. It just took a little while, which is exactly what you'd expect with an SEO strategy.
So, you know, talking about, you know, ranking and, you know, being successful at this, what's a tangible result that a client or a property would see from an SEO campaign?
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, high quality traffic is a big one. But what you'll also start to see is, you know, a lot of people are going to be more active on your website and things like that. What we track in addition to just the keyword rankings, just the traffic, is the conversion rates. So what you'll start seeing from a campaign like this is not just having more people come to your website or hear about you, but actually converting. And in addition to that, you know, you'll get the brand awareness when you start creating extra blog content, things like that, that will just put the property name out there more often so that more people have their eyes on you, more people know about your property. And what you'll likely start seeing is people on the property level are going to, or not on the property level, but, you know, students at the school you're at or people in your general neighborhood are going to start, you know, recognizing your brand a little bit more and understanding who you are and what you're about as a company or as a property.
So I know as an agency, you know, there's a lot of steps involved in, you know, SEO. Can you give, you know, some real simple things that people can do on their website to help them rank in Google?
Yeah, there's definitely some short-term stuff that you can do that really makes a difference. The biggest one is to get a Google listing. You can go to googlemybusiness.com and find all of the information there. And once you get the location listing, you can verify it, which will help you start showing up in Google Maps. Without that, you're not going to show up in Google Maps. And that's hugely important, especially for, you know, apartment complexes where people are so concerned about the location. It really makes a difference to have that listing in Google so that people can go to Google Maps and find your property. In addition to that, I'd say that any type of on-site marketing efforts to get people to go to the website for some reason or another, the more traffic that you can get to your website, the more that Google's going to notice it, the more they're going to start thinking that people are associating your property with a high quality, really good solution for them when they're looking for an apartment. And anytime that you can get more brand awareness around your property, even if it's, you know, simple or just getting people to come to the website for a blog post or something like that, it helps to ensure that that Google knows that you're doing really good stuff at the property level.
So when it comes to getting your property to show up on Google, can you just talk about the difference between, you know, SEO and SEM and just paying for something quick as opposed to, you know, putting an SEO strategy in place?
SEM is really the short-term solution. Like I said, with Access360, it took quite a while. But SEM is we ran an SEM campaign with them, and that's the short-term solution to get a lot of traffic to your site right away. Typically, the differences that you see, SEM can bring a lot of traffic to the website, and you're going to want to be more you're going to want to promote, you know, specials and things like that through SEM. Typically, SEM won't convert as much, but search engine optimization, SEO, organic search, is a lot more, like I said, long-term and results in a higher conversion rate because it's just people coming to your website from looking for a search and, you know, not trying to click on some kind of ad or something like that, which typically is a lot more promotional, a lot more pushy. But SEO is a lot more user-friendly. It's a lot more convenient for people who are just looking to find a property that they want to lease at, not looking for a special or something like that.
So going back to the example for Access360, we built a website for them Would you say that it's easier when starting from scratch or starting from a pre-existing website that, you know, may not be ranking very well?
Definitely starting from a pre-existing website. SEO, you know, it takes, like I said, it takes a while to ramp up. Having at least some kind of base there really helps. But of course, for some people, that's not possible. A lot of new developments are happening with student housing right now, and even just multifamily or other kinds of, you know, real estate industries. There's a lot of development going on right now. So a lot of people don't have that base to rely on. So starting that SEO strategy as early as possible, getting your website live, getting your website optimized, and starting to see those rankings is crucial to making sure that when you need the rankings, that they're already going to be there.
Josh, thanks for joining us today. And, you know, we really appreciate your expertise on this issue. Any closing thoughts?
No, just, don't discount SEO. Don't let it, be a secondary thought. I know that a lot of people can kind of set it and forget it with SEO. Think about your website, and the more that you can do to help send people there and get them to engage with it, the better off you're going to be in the long run. You're going to see more conversions, you're going to see more traffic, and you're ultimately going to see more engagement with the property itself.
All right. For a quick recap, Josh spoke with us today about how we successfully guided a client from not existing on the internet to being ranked well with an increase of 863% in 12 months. If you'd like to speak with us about your website and need SEO services, we'd be happy to speak with you about becoming a client. This has been an episode of Listen, a Catalyst Marketing podcast, where we share insights, case studies, actionable tips, and more for all your marketing campaign needs. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and you can leave us a review at Apple Podcasts to help others find the show.